We are learning Masechta Shkolim, Dapid Gimel and Beis, and we are starting on top of the Amid. Rab Yoina. We're bringing that a pasuk in Yeshaya, and we're darshing it for the praise of Rabbi Kiva. Rab Yoina. Ksiv l'chein achalak le'barabim, v'esatzumim yichalak shol, that they're going to have a major schar in Olam Haba. Tachas ha'shehera l'mavas nafsha, it's the rest of that pasuk. Because they worked very hard in this world. This is Zer Rabbi Kiva, shehiskin, mishno, omer, shalachis, v'agadus. We know that Rabbi Kiva, he lost 24,000 Talmidim, and his next Talmidim was a small amount of Talmidim, but all the Mishnais, everyone came from those Talmidim. Those were very big Talmidim. They all came from him, and he was really the first one who set up the Mishnah. Rabbeinu HaKadosh landed writing the whole Mishnah, but he didn't actually create the Nusach of the Mishnah. That was done from Rav Meir, and Rav Meir was a Talmud of Rabbi Kiva. And there were other Talmidim of Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Nechemya, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, that's the Sefta, they're all from Rabbi Kiva, and therefore Rabbi Kiva is considered the author and the one who established the Mishnah Medrash Halachas HaGadlus. The Yesh Emrim, Elu, which means the Mishnah Medrash Halachas HaGadlus, Anshe Chesedei Lo Tiknu. Elamat Tikun Zeh, what Rabbi Kiva Misaken? Klolos HaPratos. That's the Klal HaPrat, and it's one of the Yud Gimel Midas, that he darshened these things, he darshened the Klolos HaPratos, and had a darshan it. And some say all the Yud Gimel Midas were said by Rabbi Kiva. That's the second shot. Yesh Emrim Eilu Anshe Chesedei Lo made the Mishnah Medrash Halachas HaGadlus, and Ma Tikun Rabbi Kiva made the Klolos HaPratos. Zog the Gemara Vayit, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, Mishpachos Soifrim Yesh V'Yabeitz, it's talking about Tamidei Chachamim, and calling them Soifrim. Mishpachos Soifrim Yesh V'Yabeitz. So why are Tamidei Chachamim called Soifrim? Matam Olem is Soifrim. Elo She'osu, it's Tamidei Chachamim who taught Torah called Soifrim. Matam Olem is Soifrim. Elo She'osu Shatara Sfuris Sfuris. They made the Torah with different numbers, and this way it's easier to remember. For example, it says in the Mishnah, Chamish Le'yitrim U'Truma. Five different people shouldn't take off tshuma. Chamisha dvarim chayim v'chalah. There's five things chayim v'chalah, which means the five grains. Chomesh yashin nashim tarat sarasayim. The beginning of first Mishnah Yavama. It says 15 nashim apater at sarasayim from Yibam. Shloishim sheish krisis v'tarat. There are 36 krisis in the Torah. That's also, the first Mishnah Masechus krisis also gives a number, 36 krisis. There's shloisha also davnil v'sai v'tar. There's another Mishnah Masechus Tyrus that says 13 things are said by Nivla sa'ayiv tar. We know some of them. That's only the time when you swallow it. Abba Avos Hazikin, that's a famous one. Four Avos Hazikin. Avos Lachas Abam Chasachas, another famous one. The 39 Malachas. All these things, the Tamidei Chachamim gave it numbers in order to teach the Klal Yisrael Torah easier, and they should remember Idei the numbers. Amar Avacha, Ksiv says in the Pasuk, when it talks about Ezra, it says, "La'Ezra ha'Koyin ha'Sefer." Why is it called Sefer? Matam ha'Sefer. Ella, k'shem she'ev Sefer Divrei Torah. Just like he made numbers for Divrei Torah, k'ach Sefer Divrei Chacham. He made also for the Chazal's Gzeres. He also made spheres for them in order to remember. He made them even Torah Shvapeh. He also made them different numbers to remember. That's what Sefer means. Again, this idea, Sefer means that they gave them numbers and countings in order to remember the Torah better. So talking about Ravait, Rabbi Chagi b'Shem Rav Shmuel bar Nachman, Harishonim Charshu. Talking about the godless of the earlier Dar, how they set up a Torah for us, and we still can't learn it. Harishonim, they were Charshu, they plowed Vizaru, they planted Nikashu, they pruned Kishu, they ripped out the weeds. Odru, they dug around the trees. Katru, they reaped. Imru, they gathered. Dashu, they threshed. Zaru, they threw into the wind to separate the chaff. Baru, tachnu, they did barer, they ground it, tachnu, they grinded it. Herkidu, they sifted it. Lashu, they kneaded it. Kutfu, they braided it for offer, and they baked it. All 15 malachas of the past they did to the Mishnah to set it up for us. And still, we still can't learn it well. Look at what you did for us, we still can't learn it well. So the Gemara right there of Abba Bar Zimna, Moshem Rav Zira, in Havayim Kadmai Malachim, if the Dar before us are like Malachim, Anam Bnei Anosh. We're like people. If they're called people, humans, Anach Amarim. We are like animals, like donkeys. The Dar before us are so much bigger than us. If they're like Malachim, we're like people. If they're like people, we're like donkeys. Amar Rav Mana, but he's shy to Amrim. There was a certain story, and because of that, they said, Afilu Kachamarta Pinchas V'yar Le'edamnu. We're not even as good as the donkey or Pinchas V'yar. There was a maysa that happened that it's a ma'isa brought down Yerushalmi in Demai, that one time Rabbi Yirmiyah sent Rabbi Zeira a basket of figs that was not taken off Trumas Ma'isa. So he thought that, because Rabbi Zeira would never eat it without taking off Trumas Ma'isa. But meanwhile, Rabbi Zeira thought that Rabbi Yirmiyah already took off Trumas Ma'isa. So he ate from it. And the next day they were speaking and said, "What do you mean? I didn't take off Ma'isa." And later he ate without taking off Ma'isa. So at that time he said, "I'm not even as good as the Chamar of Pinchas Bayar." What's the story of the Chamar of the donkey of Pinchas Bayar? Chamar of Pinchas Bayar, Gavu Alistoy Belaila. One time it was stolen at night. Avidis Tamira Gabon Tlosu Yemen. The robbers hid this chamar, the donkey, for 3 days. Like Tomakulmi, they didn't want to eat anything. They didn't want to eat. The chamar wasn't eating. And either because they didn't take off Meiser, or because it was stolen food, and the chamar would not do any issa, he did not touch the food. So they saw the chamar is going to die. So Bas Tlosu Yemen, Malchum Mechazarta, they saw they're going to send them back. Amri Afkinu Menahacha, let's send them back. Let's send them away from here, so he shouldn't die from hunger. Afkunum, they sent them back. Azal so come to the altar of the Mare. It stood on the doorway of its owner. Sharis Menachas started neighing and making sounds. Amaloi, and Pinchas Mirah told his servants, Paschal Adal of Wasa, open up for this poor donkey. Open it up. Islo Tlasyam Lutamaklum. I guarantee he didn't eat for 3 days because I know he's makbid. I know my donkey is very makbid not to eat from things that were not gemaisir and things that were stolen. He opened up the door for the chamar. The Bavadim opened the door for the chamar and brought her in. Amaloyin, so Pinchas Biyar told his servants, Yavlo klum techel, go give him something to eat. It must be starving. Yavlo klum techel, they put in front of the donkey barley, which is it's its favorite food. They bought some echel. It didn't want to eat. Amaloyin, so they ran to Rav Pinchas Biyar. Says, Rabbi, they bought some echel. The donkey doesn't want to eat. Amaloyin, did you take out the garbage from it? Amalain, yeah, it's perfect. Amalain, Varumit and Damian, did you take off the Maisa from Demai? Because it was bought from Mama Aretz. And you buy some Mama Aretz, you have to be Mafresh Demai, you have to Mafresh Maisa, just in case they didn't take off Maisa. Amalain, the Bavim said, what do you mean? Loi Kin Alpha Rebbe, you taught us, Halakeach, if you buy two of Mama Aretz, which needs Demai, but if you buy Lizera to plant or Lebehema, if you buy it to either it means either to plant or to feed the behema, the halacha is, and also for kemach la'iris, or you bought the flour to tan the skins with that, the leather, or shemen la'ar, or you bought the shemen for fire, for light, potter, you potter from the ma'i, only chayv and ma'i if you're going to eat it. And you give it to animals or use it for other things, even though if it be tevel, you be chai, but since the mai, roiv amaratzim asrim, it's only a chumra you're eating yourself. So here, the behemah is, why do I have to do ma'isa for the behemah? I'm a loin, what should I do about this donkey? He machmar al garma sagin, he's machmar on himself. She is machmar on herself to eat dafka gemaistik stuff. You have to do what she wants. But ruin to damyin, so he took off the demai, va'achles, and the chamor started eating. So you see, the goddess of chamor, it wouldn't eat any food. It wasn't gemais even demai. And we're not even like chamor of Pinchas ben Yair. So the Gemara right, and the Mishnah said, Pesachia al Kinim. Pesachia was in charge of the Kinim. We said Pesachia is Mordechai, who knew all 70 languages. Bar e ma gadol koicha. We see from our Mishnah, he says he knew how to figure out people's things that they said weren't clear. So see, ma bar e, we'll see later on examples for that, but bar e ma gadol koicha, look how big his koicha was, shal isa ish, from this Pesachia. He opens up words and he darshes them. Yedei b'shivim lashon. He knew 70 languages. Tani learned the Rebbeisa, Sahedrish v'shnayim. So we know this idea that from Sahedrin you have to know 70 languages does not mean all, let's say in the Sahedrin, the Gedolah was 71 different people, or a small Sahedrin is 23. It sounds like not all of them have to know 70 languages. Only a few of them. And this price doesn't how much. Tony. So Sahedrish Veshnaim, there's two Dayanim, Shechel and Daber, all 70 languages. Bekul and Rishmaya, and the rest of the Bezdin could understand it. I raise the Ruli Sahedrin. That is the minimum, and that's good enough for Sahedrin. If you have Shloisha, if you have three Dayanim who understand, who could talk it also, three who could talk it, and everyone else understands. I raise the Benis. That's even better. It's even better than that. Arba, if there's four, oh, Sanhedrin could talk the 70 languages? Harezu Chachma, that's a very chosh of Sanhedrin. Over Yavne, and in Yavne, there were four Dayanim who spoke 70 languages. Who are they? Ben Azai, Ben Zayim, Ben Chanoim, Ben Lezim, Ben Masya. So that's the halacha that you need that at least two have to be able to talk all seven languages, and the rest of them have to be able to understand. But not all 70 have to be able to talk. Not every one of the Bezdin has to be able to talk. Amar Rav Chisda. Now you want to bring a few mises of the power of Psachia to understand and interpret different people's sayings. Amar Rav Chisda. Pamachas Yovsha Eretz Yisrael. There was a big drought in Eretz Yisrael, and they needed Tvua for the Omer of the second day of Pesach. They didn't know where to get barley for the Omer. They didn't know where to find it. There's one person who is deaf and mute. He couldn't talk. So he's trying to tell them where it was. He put one hand on a roof, and he put the other hand on a teepee. So they didn't know what he was talking about. It came from a Pesach. So Pesach said, I know what he's saying. Is Yisar the Miskari Gagas, Shrifim, and Shrifim, and Gagas? Is there any city called Gagas, Shrifim, and Shrifim, and Gagas? And they Taka knew there was a city like that. Oslo Taman, they went to Gagas, Shrifim, Ashkhun, and they found Taka, the Oimir, in that city. Another similar story, Amar Yisa. There was a big flood, and all the grains were completely destroyed. They didn't know where to bring Omer from. He put one hand on his eyes, and the other hand on the door hinge. I see the guy of Pesach, he ran from a Pesach. Is there any place called In Seikar or Seikar Ayin? And they taka found a place, they found a place in Seikar, Umatsu, Sa'irim, and they found over there Sa'irim. Zokta Gemara Baita, another mindset. Shalosh Noshim Heviu Kinehim. There's one of them three ladies who came to bring their kinim. Achas Emeres La'inasi. One said, I'm bringing this for my Enasi. And it makes a difference what you're bringing it for, because if you're bringing it for your lettuce, it's a certain carbon. If you're bringing something else, it's a different carbon. So we don't know what they're bringing the birds for. So one says, Le'enasi. So they thought she meant to say that she was a Zava, and that the blood was pouring like a spring. So Pesach said, no. But Aina Sakana. She had a Sakana in her eye, and she's bringing in a Dava to Oila. For thanks, thank Hashem. And Zushimaris Liyamasi, Sarah Meymar, Shifas Yam. The people thought maybe she's saying that she was pouring dam like a river. I'm like, no, but Yama Sakanta. She was in Sakana in the water, in the Yam. Zushimaris Lizivasi, Sarah Meymar Zava Mamish. She thought maybe that she's saying that she's a Zava. I'm like, no, it's the Eibalit of Noah. A wolf came to take her child. And I had it in Pesachi, no, Taka, that it wasn't for real things. The Tarek said, they would have said it like a mensch. They're coming to Tyra. Why are they saying, like, Yamasi, Yanasi, Zivasi, say it for Tyra? So therefore, he knew that it wasn't exactly what it sounded like. And he knew it had something to do with a Haida'ah. And in the Gemara of Menachah, it says a little different. It says there that he asked her, like a question, like, did you mean this? That was the not like Shema maybe this, and they said yeah, not that he knew for sure it meant something else. So the Gemara writes, Ben Achia said Ben Achia was in charge of the stomach ailments. So Aideisha Kahanim Mahalchim Yechefim Mala Ritzba, because the Kahanim walked barefoot on the Ritzba, by Yoichlin Basar. So the Gemara is explaining that why do you need someone in charge of stomach ailments? Why Kahanim always get stomach problems? He says yes, you know why. Because they walk barefoot on the floor, and that was cold stone. They used to eat a lot of meat. They drank a lot of water, because they couldn't drink wine. You're not allowed to drink wine in the basement, because you're not allowed to be drunk. So therefore, they came to stomach issues. When you eat meat, it's good to drink wine. You should give them different remedies to get better. This wine is good for your stomach. This wine is not good for your stomach. It's terrible for your stomach. That's what Achia's job was, Ben Achia, and he helped them out with the stomach issues.